Tango Mobile.
N0TR.
Bob, it's cold out here, my friend.
Oh, I said, the weather station says 26 with 20-mile-an-hour peaks on the wind and feels like 11 degrees.
Thermometer showing 32 and, or 31, and it's supposed to go down from there, and it's cold out here and it's windy. But I got three jobs I need to go do today to get them done so I can get paid next week. You know, minor things like that.
Food on the table, that's for sure. Well, Bernice just brought me over half a grapefruit, and I'm just sitting here looking at the computer and praying that the antennas stay up.
I'm headed to Greenville, and then to Greer, and then back to Duncan, and then back home.
Not there. Temperature's just going to continue to fall from what they're saying. I told Bob yesterday that it's going to be forecasted up to 50-mile-an-hour winds, and he hadn't heard that, so he was going to check on it. We saw 35 here on the weather station this morning.
35 on my back porch this morning, and I've gotten in the car, and it was 32 when I got in the car, and it's now dropped to 29 as I drive.
I'm showing 26 right now, and 15 degrees, what it feels like. I'm at 35-mile-an-hour peaks this morning, Rusty.
Takes me in the least, Tom. Doesn't surprise me in the least. Well, I've got on good heavy gloves. I've got on a cap on my head. I've got a heavy jacket with heavy this line real good. I'm going to go take my pictures real quick, get the information I need, and come back home and fill out everything in at the house, because I'm not going to do anything but go take pictures at these three spots today, and then I'll work my way back. Like I said, I'm going to start at the one furthest away and work my way back.
I don't blame you, Rusty. Be careful. I get out there, I start getting chest pains, and the only thing I'm going out there for today is to check on the chickens and pick up some eggs if they lay. Sometimes they get kind of freaked out, I think, and don't lay as good. Well, I was looking at the news on the computer here. It says, nightmare before Christmas, once-in-a-generation winter storm leaves parts of the U.S. colder than Mars and wreaks travel for millions. Well, I was watching Fox News local here this morning, and boy, there's trees down all over the places. I haven't seen too many power outages yet, so cross your fingers.
Coming out of this little hole I dropped down into, and it's, as you say, it's cold. And I may only get one or two of these things done before I get back to the house. If it gets too cold, I'll call those folks out in California, because the gal I'm dealing with, they're located in San Diego. I'll call her and tell her, look, this third one is not going to get done for a couple of days, so.
Just use your good judgment. That's all you can do. And you get down in single digits, and with that wind, you can get frostbite real quick out there. It's N0TR.
Oh, yeah. I know that for sure. I know that for sure. And, well, like I said, I'm going to take it easy. If it gets to the point where I feel very uncomfortable, I will pull the plug on these and call the people out there. I've got the direct number to the gal I work with, and tell her that these will have to wait till next week.
N0TR. Well, you have a good day, Rusty. Bernice is getting my breakfast on over here, and I don't know if we're going to journey out any or not today. I just doubt it very highly. Be careful out there. WU2T N0TR.
Okay, Tom. We'll talk to you later. W2T Mobile.